To the Emerald City we go. The Mariners open up a crucial series against the Angels with wild card implications. And in the second, Ben Gamel looks to break out of a slump facing Ricky Nolasco.
Ben going deep. Giddy up. Gone. Three-run homer. Mariners have a 3-2 lead. He saved some after hitting a couple off the head in here. Cafe and BP. And he duplicates it in the 7 o'clock hour when it really counts. Ben Gamel with his 8th home run. RBI total to 48, and the Mariners have the lead.
Well, we talked about it with Nolasco. Now 34 home runs he's given up this year. So as an offense, you just have to stay with him. Off-speed pitch. That looked like a split, around 80, 81 miles an hour. He's able to stay with it.
That's a good swing.
And Haniger will stand in with the bases loaded. Swung on and ripped into right field. That's a base hit. Here comes Cruz. He'll score. Or Cano will score from third base. Cruz being held at third. And that's a one RBI base hit for Mitch Haniger. He drives in one. The Mariners extend the lead. It's now 4-2.
Good hitting right there by Mitch Haniger. Watching from the on-deck circle and even from the dugout of the previous hitters. Nolasco staying away on the right-handed hitters. This pitch toward the outside corner but came back a little bit, and Haniger just put his nose right on that baseball and followed through and drove it the other way into right field for an RBI single with two outs.
He'll start with Brandon Phillips here, the leadoff man. Swung on and lifted to left field. This one's deep. Gamel racing back. He's at the warning track. He's at the wall. Makes a leap at the wall. And he's got it. What a catch by Gamel. Leaping at the wall to snare it. What a grab. That is out number one here in the sixth inning, and what a catch by Gamel. Making the leap at the wall, so close to going out, he may have pulled that one back in. What a catch. Gets an ovation here from the crowd, and that is well deserved as he slammed his back into the wall, making the grab. Bullpen behind him going nuts. They love it, and why not?
So here is Diaz on in relief trying to win it from Mike Leake. And he's looking for his 32nd save of the year.
Two outs, tying run at second.
Oh, and two, the count on Luis Valbuena.
He struck him out! Mariners win the ball game! 4-3, and they end a three-game losing streak.
The Mariners get three scoreless innings of relief after a quality start from Mike Leake. Here's the M's manager, Scott Servais.
Yeah, I guess we're going to spot him two runs in the first inning all the time when Mike Leake pitches, but again, you know, you look up and they're kind of on him early. He made some really good adjustments and then got on a nice roll and really efficient with his pitches. You know, thought he had enough to get maybe into the seventh inning, and then two out single by Upton, and then, you know, they burnt about 8 or 10 pitches off him there. So, you know, outstanding job. He's fun to watch pitch. He really is. He can move the ball to both sides of the plate. The breaking ball, he changes speeds on. Like I said, he reads the bat extremely well. He's able to make adjustments. So, you know, outstanding outing by him, and, you know, big three-run homer by Gamel. You know, kind of hung with a split finger and didn't kill it, but he got on a good part of the bat and a good part of the ballpark and made a nice catch in the outfield as well. So nice to him to kind of have a big night and keep going from there. So, you know, we had chances to, you know, maybe add on a few more runs. I thought our bats were really good tonight. We were aggressive, you know, when we got our pitch to hit, and it was good to see. And, you know, lockdown night from the bullpen, which is what we hadn't got here in the last series. So, you know, we mixed and matched a little bit in the seventh tonight, and Vincent and Diaz got it done after that. So, nice, clean ball game. Thought our guys were, you know, into it, loose, having a good time, and we got on to lose. Just go play. Yeah, there's no panic. You know, we got a couple balls up and didn't get them where we wanted to, and it was just ironic how it was exactly like the last outing. I'm like, whoa. But he righted the ship and, you know, got in a good role after that and really controlled his pitch count to get deep in the game. I think he got more as he got in the second, third. You know, the ball is this location. The location was better. You know, mixing in the breaking ball in the right spots in the strike zone, huge for him. And I just like the way he goes about it. He's been a nice addition in our clubhouse. He's fit in great.
Ben Gamel had been just 2-for-25 in his previous 7 games, but he comes up with a big home run and a big catch in Friday's much-needed win.
Yeah, I knew it was hit well. I had time to find the wall, kind of, and, you know, go up and make a grab. I heard a lot of people yelling, you know, G had me and, you know, the bullpen, so it was good. Yeah, they were hollering out there for me, so, you know, felt good. You know, no, I got a good pitch to hit, and, you know, I took a good swing in it. You know, Edgar and Bro have been really, really grinding in the cage with me, and, you know, happy to hit something hard today. Yeah, no, for sure. You know, we can kind of, you know, see the end of the season coming. We're just trying to take it one game at a time and compete every day.
Mike Leake is looking very comfortable in the American League. The right-hander allows 3 runs, just 2 earned, on 6 hits in the victory. He's 9-12 overall on the year.
We're going to have to get away from that for sure, but good all-around game. I mean, it was fun to be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it took a few hitters to get going, but, I mean, once I'm able to get in a rhythm, it's nice to work with Mike, and he's very creative, and it's fun to work with. Probably a combination just loosening up and getting going, I think, and then probably just attacking guys a little bit better. I'll definitely have to do a better job of that first inning.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, time definitely allows that. So it's nice. It's a nice group, and it'll be fun for a few years, definitely.
Seattle will go for back-to-back wins over the Halos on Saturday when Andrew Albers makes the start.